今天我们要一起查考诗篇第六篇。
Today we shall study Psalm 6 together.
那我们的题目是苦难中的祷告。
And the title is Praying to God when it hurts.
可是在还没有开始我们的研究的时候，我要邀请你们做一个活动。
Before we start our study, I would like everyone to carry out an activity.
我要你考虑你今天来到教会的状态。
I want you to consider the condition that you are at right now in church.
考虑你今天早上的心情。
Think about your thoughts right now.
你是不是带着忧闷沉重的心情来到教会？
Are you here with a heavy burden?
你是否有工作的烦恼、家庭的负担纠缠着你，使你不能松一口气
？Do you face difficulties in work and in your family that is causing you to find it difficult to breathe?
你的身体是不是有病痛、急症使你不安
？Do you have physical ailments in your body that is disturbing you?
你的心灵是否感叹绝望无助
？Is your soul crying out in helplessness?
你是不是觉得很累，很想睡觉
？Are you tired and sleepy?
这跟我们的诗篇有很大的关系。
This has lots to do with this psalm.
所以你可以感到疲倦，很想睡觉，可是不能睡觉，因为等一下大卫会跟我们解释。
You might feel tired and you wish to sleep, but you cannot because David is going to explain to us.
So keep that feeling, not do the activity, okay? 可以感觉疲累，可是不能睡觉。
So you keep the feeling of tiredness, but please do not carry out the activity of sleep.
可是跟我们今天的诗篇很有关系，因为大卫会谈到睡觉。
This is closely related to the psalm because David is going to talk about sleep.
所以今天的诗篇包含着我们刚才所形容的一切的感触。
And the psalm today actually incorporates all the feelings that we described earlier.
大卫的心灵与身体受到极大的打击。
And David's body and his soul has been greatly perplexed.
诗篇第六篇是一首受苦之人的诗。
Psalm 6 is the psalm of a person who is hurting.
你如果在苦难忧郁中，这是你的诗歌，这是你的祷告。
If you are suffering and in depression, this is your psalm, this is your prayer.
在伟大的君王也有伤感的节期。
Even a great king has times of loneliness.
再热心的仆人也有灰心的时刻。
And you can be full of passion as a servant, but there will also be discouragement.
或者你觉得神今天跟你非常的疏远。
Or maybe you feel that God is far away from you today.
或者你觉得生活的艰难使你透不过气。
Or maybe you find it hard to breathe as you go through life.
听听大卫所写的诗篇第六篇。
Listen to the psalm of David.
大卫的诗，交于令长，用丝弦的乐器，调用底巴。耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，也不要在烈怒中惩罚我。耶和华，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。耶和华，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤，我心也大大的惊慌。耶和华，你要到几时才救我呢？耶和华，求你转回搭救我，因你的慈爱拯救我。因为在死地无人纪念你，在阴间有谁称谢你？我因哀恨而困乏，我每夜流泪，我把床棍飘起，把褥子湿透。我因愁忧愁，眼睛干瘪，因我一切的敌人眼睛昏花。你们一切作孽的人啊，离开我吧，因为耶和华听了我哀哭的声音。耶和华听了我的恳求，耶和华必收纳我的祷告，我的一切仇敌都必羞愧，大大惊慌，他们不要退回，忽然羞愧。
Psalm 6 to the choir master with stringed instruments, according to the Shemineth, the Psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord.For I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my mourning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. For the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea, and the Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment.
我们今天的题目是苦难中的祷告。
The title today is Praying to God When It Hurts.
那诗篇第六篇是一首哀歌。
And Psalm 6 is actually a lamentation.
诗人大卫感叹他心灵和他身体的痛苦和苦楚。
The psalmist David is crying out because of his troubles in both his body and his soul.
又是哀歌又是忏悔诗。
It is both a lamentation and also a psalm of repentance.
如果你们看一下第一节，他一开头他就寻求神的宽恕。
If you look at verse 1, right at the beginning, he actually asked for God's forgiveness.
在整张诗篇第六篇，他没有解释或列出为什么他受到神的惩罚。
In the whole psalm, David did not mention why he was being punished by God.
他也没有提到他有什么过失。
And he did not mention any of his sin.
但是肯定的，他在痛苦中，也许他触犯了神。
But we know that he is languishing because he might have offended God.
他在恳求神不要向他发怒。
He's pleading with God not to be angry.
这首诗放在这里是要教导我们基督徒，怎么样，寻求神的宽恕和饶恕。
This psalm is here to teach Christians how to seek for God's forgiveness.
如果你是一个愿意悔改的基督徒，
If you are a Christian who is willing to repent,
这首诗会教你如何迫切地请求神来帮助你。
This psalm will teach you how to earnestly plead with God for help.
请求神怎样帮助你脱离罪所带来的苦难。
To plead with God to deliver you from the troubles of sin.
然后如何有把握认知神聆听你的祷告
？And how to have confidence that God hears your prayer？
如何肯定神对罪恶有公义的判决
？And to be sure and certain that God will judge sin and evil？
所以我们已经看了好多个诗篇，所以我们来复习一下。当我们看一个诗篇的时候，必须观察的是什么？
And we have been looking at many psalms before this, so let's revise when we look at the psalms what we ought to be observing.
所以当我们看一个希伯来文的诗，我们有四个东西要观察：结构、背景、词句，还有词汇。
And when we are considering a Hebrew poem or poetry, we need to pay attention to the structure, the setting, the parallel sentences, and also the specialized words.
所以我们用一个诗跟一个歌曲来做一个解释或者比较。
So let us actually make a comparison here using a song and also a Chinese poem.
当我们看一首诗或者看一个歌的时候，我们看它的结构的时候。
When we are looking at either a song or a poem, we want to look at its structure.
所以，右下角是贝多芬的一首歌曲。如果你知道那个结构，只用 Do Re Mi Fa Sol， 你就可以弹这首歌了。
And at the bottom left corner is a song that was written by Beethoven. And if you know music, you will realize that this song can be played by just using the five notes Do Re Mi Fa Sol.
这个是它的结构。
This is the structure.
然后如果你看这个诗，我们的中文的诗。
And if you look at this Chinese poem,
我们说我们要注重词汇，为什么要注重词汇呢？
And we say we want to pay attention to the sentences. Why?
如果你看下半段，欲穷千里目，更上一层楼，千跟一的排法，让我们看到它是平行的这个意思。
And the last two sentences, the middle word is actually meaning a thousand and one. So the thousand and one is actually parallel to each other.
这个特定的词汇千和一做一个对比。
So there is a contrast between a thousand and one.
所以它们的位置也排在 同样的地方。
And the positioning of the word is actually the same.
有了这个理解，我们看啊，我们的希伯来诗。
And with such understanding, let's now approach a Hebrew poem.
这是我们的分段，一共十节。
And we have 10 verses here.
So 先给大家看我们怎么样分这首诗歌。
So let's see how we can divide this psalm.
我们看诗篇第六篇的是有十节，可是它的分法只有两大段。
There are 10 verses here, but there are only two main sections.
那我们不是按照诗歌的字数来分段。
And we do not divide this psalm based on the number of words.
这里的分段我们按照诗歌的那个感情来分段。
And we are going to divide this psalm according to the feelings of the psalmist.
我们看第一段是第一到第七节。
And the first section is from verses 1 to 7.
第一到第七节充满很沮丧，很哭泣的这个感情。
And from verses 1 to 7, we can sense the depression and the sadness.
然后第八到第十节很高昂的这个他转口很高昂很兴奋的这个情感。
And verses 8 to 10 delivers a high note.
充满了盼望的这个歌词。
And that's full of hope.
所以如果你们想象如果用歌曲来形容的话第一到第节很像用小调或 minor key 来弹奏
And if you know music, a little bit of music, you probably would want to play the first seven verses in a minor key
然后来到第八到第十节高昂的时候他转了他 transpose 他用什么 major key 来弹一个很充满希望充满勇气的那个这个曲调
And from verses 8 to 10, he transposes into a major key to represent the hope and the high note.
这个转换他也会用词汇来表示。
And this change is also expressed in the words.
好，所以现在我们一节一节的来看。
So let's look at each verse one at a time.
好，首先我们第一大段是迫切的祈求，就是第一到第七节。
So the first point from verses 1 to 7, this is a desperate call to God.
如果你看你第一到第三节的时候，这里他说了，耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，也不要在烈怒中惩罚我。耶和华，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。耶和华，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤，我心也大大惊慌。耶和华，你要到几时才救我？那个才救我，在英文的声音是没有的。这个。是你要到几时吗
Verses 1 to 3 O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long?
好，所以我们说了，我们要看结构，要看词汇，要看那个平行的句子。
And we said that we want to look at the structure, and we also want to look at the parallel sentences.
好，诗人一开头用耶和华。
And the psalmist begins by calling, O Lord.
他一开口他就提起耶和华的名字。
And he starts by calling upon the name of God.
耶和华这个名字是神启示给摩西，向以色列人表明他的名字。
And in the Hebrew, Yahweh, this is when God first revealed himself to the Israelites.
耶和华的意思是我是那我是，我是那自有拥有的。
And Yahweh, or translated here as Lord, actually would originally mean I am who I am.
耶和华就是那一位听以色列人在埃及呼求他拯救的那个耶和华。
And so Yahweh or Lord here is the Yahweh who heard Israel's cries when they were enslaved in Egypt.
同样的耶和华在他们过旷野的时候没有食物吃的时候他们呼叫这个耶和华听了他们的需要。
The same Yahweh heard the Israelites cry out when they were in the wilderness and when they were hungry.
接着他们历史他们受到摩亚、迦南、米甸亚门非利士人的欺压他们都呼叫神耶和华听了屡次拯救他们
And every time when Israel was being attacked by Moab or the Canaan or Midian or Ammonites and also the Philistines they will cry out to God Yahweh and Yahweh hears
大卫这里所求告的是耶和华
So David is here calling out to Yahweh
那很有意思的这整首诗他提到神很多次可是他只用神的一个名字他只用耶和华
And very interestingly, in this psalm, David addresses God many, many times, but every time he uses the same name, Yahweh.
所以如果你看你的引言，第六章，诗篇第六，调用第八。
And if you look at the introduction, this is where he's talking about to the Shemnith.
The Shemnith could mean octave. 所以他也用八次的耶和华的这个名字。
And so Shemnith could probably be a musical or a liturgical term here that means an octave. So he uses the name of the Lord eight times.
所以第一节，大卫很，我们知道他用了耶和华的名，第一节。他求，他迫切的求神的宽恕。
And so in the beginning, he starts off by earnestly pleading for God's forgiveness.
所以这两个句子都是同样的意思。
Actually, both of these verses mean the same thing.
为什么还有两个不同的句子讲同样的一个意思呢？
Why does he use two different sentences to portray the same meaning?
当你祷告的时候，你常常用不同的话，可能讲同样的一件事，对不对？
It's just like when you pray, you might actually use different words to describe, but you are all talking about the same thing.
所以这里大卫也一样，他说求神什么，不要，也不要什么，不要责备与惩罚他。
And so David is pleading to God not to rebuke him in anger nor discipline him in wrath.
两次的不要，他也两次的提到神的愤怒。
And he talks about God's anger twice.
这里是神的怒中还有烈怒中。
Anger and wrath.
所以人的敌意，他能承受。
He can withstand human enemies.
人的逼害，他可以逃避。
He can actually hide from human calamities.
但是无所不知的耶和华，他的烈怒，大卫无处可逃。
But for the omniscient God to have wrath on David, there's nowhere he can flee.
这唯一的办法就是迫切的祈求神的饶恕。
So the only alternative that he has is to desperately plead for God's forgiveness.
然后第二、第三节我们看，他继续的哀求神的恩典。
Verses 2 and 3, he continues to call out for God's grace.
那大卫求神的怜悯和医治。
He pleads for God's grace and also healing.
那为什么大卫这时刻那么需要神呢？
Why?Did David need God so much at this point of time?
因为这时的大卫很快要崩溃了。
Because he is in the midst of depression.
他的全人软弱。
His whole person is languishing.
你看他一方面他是身体软弱，他一方面他精神上软弱。
Not only his body, but also his heart.
他软弱，他的骨头发颤，他大大的什么？他的心大大的惊慌。
His bones are troubled, and his soul also is greatly troubled.
他三次用不同的方式形容他自己的心灵的状态。
So three times he describes how his inner man is feeling.
大卫又累又病又感觉神与他疏远。
He is tired, he is sick, and he feels that God is far away.
这个是那击打歌利亚的那个大卫。这时候的他的状态跟以前不一样。
This is the David who killed Goliath and.At this stage, his condition is totally different from what he once was.
他是如此的累，你看第三节，他很像没有写完，他就结束他的第三节，他就说：“耶和华，你要到几时呢？”
And he is so tired that in verse 3, he seems to have ended that sentence without even completing it. Oh Lord, how long?
这是苦难中的基督徒未完成的什么祷告？
This is like a suffering Christian's unfinished prayer.
当你的心中有说不出的苦，
when you have so great a sadness and a grief in your heart that you cannot voice it.
你在绝望中你说不出口，你祷告你只能说主啊，多久？
In desperation, you cannot even begin to describe your woes, and you can only in your prayer say, "Oh Lord, how long?"
那刚才我们开始的时候，我邀请大家想想你今天的状态。
And at the beginning, I invited all of you to consider your condition today.
那你今天忧郁吗？
Are you depressed?
你身心灵疲累吗？
Is your soul and your body tired?
你感觉神疏远吗？
Do you feel that God is far away?
你有说不尽的苦处吗？
Do you have troubles that you cannot even voice?
大卫要教导你的举动是迫切的祈求，恳求神向你施恩。
The lesson that David wants to teach you is to plead to God and call out to God in your desperation.
大卫用耶和华聆听他们苦情的这个耶和华的名字来向神祈求。
David uses the name of God, Yahweh, who is the God that listened to Egypt, to Israel when they were crying out in Egypt.
把你生命中说不出来的种种困难告诉神。
Pour out your woes to God.
你的苦难是帮助你，促使你接近神，谦卑地寻求他。
Your troubles ought to motivate you to draw near to God.
大卫要继续来求神，我们接下去看。
And we can see that David is going to continue crying out to God.
好，第四到第五节，我们看，这是他中期的请愿。
And if you look at verses 4 to 5, this is an intermediate petition.
所以他说，耶和华求你转回搭救我，因你的慈爱拯救我，因为在死地无人纪念你，在阴间有谁称谢你。
Turn, O Lord, deliver my life, save me for the sake of your steadfast love, for in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise?
我要请大家注意第四节的转回。
And I want you to see the change in verse 4.
对比第十节的退回，英文字也是转回。
He asked God to turn in verse 4 and in verse 10 he also uses the same word turn.
所以大卫的诗前面是神转回，后面是敌人转回。
So in David's psalm in verse 4 he's asking God to turn and in verse 10 his enemies will turn.
所以这个对比，他请求神转回帮助他，他以后请求神使他的敌人退回或者转回。
And so there is a contrast here.David is crying out to God to turn and help him, and in verse 10, his enemies will turn away from him.
所以画面就好像一个士兵。
This is like a soldier.
受到这个攻击。
Who is being attacked.
所以前面你看到什么，援军前来什么相助。
And then in the verse 4, you can see that the backup forces are arriving.
然后敌军怎么退去。
And the enemy is turning away.
所以这时在第四节的大卫，他有说不出的苦，他感觉神很疏远，他要神什么？他要神转回。
And at verse 4, we know that David has so much woes that he cannot begin to count them, but he asked for God to turn to him.
那这个请求呢，建立在什么？建立他在他认识神的特性。
And this plea is actually built upon David's foundation of his knowledge of God's character.
大卫认识神。
David knows God.
请大家看第四节的这个字慈爱。
Let's look at verse 4, steadfast love.
在第四到第五节，诗人向神表明这个请愿。这个请愿神搭救他，这个请愿建立在什么？他认识神。
And in verses 4 to 5, the psalmist is crying out to God to save him, and this cry is built upon the foundation of his knowledge of God.
他建立在神信实的爱。
And he knows God's steadfast love.
这个是一个很特殊的希伯来字。
This is a very special Hebrew word.
这个是富有意思的一个词汇。
And it is full of meaning.
大卫的请愿建立在他认识神的慈爱。
And his plea is built upon the foundation of God's steadfast love.
是神，耶和华神忠心。
That God is faithful.
不变。
He is unwavering.
信实。
And he keeps his promises.
的爱。
Then this is a kind of love that we're talking about.
这个字指的是神忠心的爱。守约的爱。
This is God's faithful love and his covenant keeping love.
刚才诗篇89篇我们祷告的时候，我们读到了神的慈爱。
And in Psalm 89 we read about God's steadfast love.
诗篇89篇第33节说，我必不将我的慈爱全然收回。
And verse 33 of Psalm 89, I will not remove from him my steadfast love,
也不叫我的信实废弃,
or be forced to my faithfulness.
我必不背弃我的约,
I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips.
我一次指着自己的圣洁启示,
Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David.
建立在这个认识大卫向神的慈爱，向神祷告。
And David prays to God based on the foundation of God's steadfast love.
神的慈爱，神的信实，使到他所立的约是不能改变的。
And God's steadfast love, and He is a covenant-keeping God, so He will not change.
所以我们来理解，不变的神，
He is an unchanging God,
所立的约，
and He made a covenant,
是不会改变的，
so it is unchanging.
不像我们, 今天的人，
It's unlike men today.
所以人与人签合约， 我们会毁约。
Between man and man, we can sign the contract, but we could still break the contract.
有时候我们在报纸上， 国家与国家签署贸易， 合约， 还是什么， 不满意， 可以起争论的。
And when we read in the newspaper that even a contract signed from between countries, when the government changes, they can decide to break the contract.
Government changes, 是你说的。
I get that.
不变的神所立的约是不变的。
And the unchanging God will not change His covenant.
智慧神所立的约，他自己完全的满意。
And He is the wise God, and He is perfectly satisfied with His covenant.
他的信实，他的不变，使到他什么守约。
And because He is faithful, He keeps His covenant.
不因人的因素而变迁。
This is not based on human beings.
所以神如果改变他的约， 这对神的名誉是很大的损失。
And if God changes His promise or covenant, it will damage God's reputation.
所以第四节， 他这里说， 大卫因着神的慈爱向神祷告。
And verse 4, David prays to God because of God's steadfast love.
所以神向我们今天的信徒读有什么应许呢？有什么不变的应许呢？
And what does God, what kind of promise does God have for believers today?
神应许你要与你同在，直到世界的末了，那是马太福音28章所说的。
Matthew 28, God promises to be with us until the end of the age.
他也应许你，为你预备住处。
He also promised that He will prepare a place for you.
所以应许你再来接你到他那里。
He promised you that He will come and to receive you to where He is.
神对大卫的应许，对我们的应许是不会变的，因为他不会变。
God's promise to David and God's promise to us is unchanging because God is unchanging.
所以就来到第五节，有一个比较困难的理解的这个经文，我们一起看第五节。
And in verse 5, there is a difficult phrase here to understand, so let's look at it together.
这里说，因为在死地无人纪念你，在阴间有谁称谢你？
For in death there is no remembrance of you, in Sheol who will give you praise?
这里这个经文很像，读起来很像是神需要我们纪念他。
And as we read this, it sounds as if God needs our praise.
很像神需要我们赞，我们的赞美。
It's like God needs praises from men.
神需要我们唱诗歌颂他吗？
Does God need us to praise Him with songs?
所以如果你对赞美的这个意思，为什么你今天早上赞美他？你对赞美有一点模糊，让大卫调整你的这个理解。
And why did we praise God this morning in song? If you do not understand praise properly, let David teach us.
不是神需要你的赞美，是神配得你的赞美。
It's not that God needs your praise, it's that God deserves your praise.
神配得大赞美，他的创造，他的伟大，他的全能，他的不变，他的应许，他配得你的赞美。
God is almighty and He is the creator of all things and He fully deserves your praise.
创造你的神， 拯救了你的灵魂，他配得你的赞美。
The God who created you and saved your soul, He deserves your praise.
在诗篇111到113，这里形容神的子民要什么？赞美耶和华。
And in Psalm 113, it talks about praise the Lord, the servants of the Lord.
神的儿女是喜爱赞美他的一组人。
God's children ought to be a group of people who loves to praise Him.
属于神的真信徒是满心乐意的赞美拯救他们的神。
Believers who know God who saved them should be actually willing to praise God.
所以如果你评估你今天早上之前唱诗的这个态度。
So if you were to think about your attitude this morning when you sang the songs.
我也自己评估自己，我们自己评估自己。
We ought to all examine ourselves.
如果用你的赞美衡量你对神的热忱，你会为自己打几分？
How many points would you give yourself if you were to examine your praise this morning versus how much you know God?
那我们今天是足球的这个系列，你喜爱你的足球队，你称赞你足球队，就告诉你怎么你对你的足球队有多热忱。
We are having soccer fever now, and if you think upon how much you praise the team that you love, and how much you love that team, you will be able to see what's the difference.
一个足球明星，你如果很喜欢他，他踢得多烂，你还是找办法称赞他。
And if this is a soccer superstar that you love, no matter how badly he performs, you will still find reason to praise him.
耶和华神是完美无瑕的神，你的称赞，我们的称赞，多高呢？
Yahweh is the perfect God, and how high should our praises for Him be?
可能对你而言不是足球，可能你心中赞美的对象是你的工作、你的汽车、你的家庭、你的事业、你的名牌物品等等。
And it might not be a soccer star, it could be your job.It could be your family, your career, or a branded good that you love so much, etc.
第五节，你的心如果像大卫。
Verse 5, if your heart is like David.
他全心爱慕神，他所说的是，他活着能赞美神，他如果死了，他就不能赞美神了。
And he loves God so much that he talks about how he will praise God when he is alive.And if he is dead, he cannot praise God anymore.
所以这里他说的，他如果今天死了，埋葬的尸体，不能再怎么赞美神了。
And if he is dead today and he is buried, he will no longer be able to praise God.
所以第五节不是讲论以后或者未来的事。
So verse 5 is not talking about the future.
大卫很简单的说，活着的人能开口赞美神，死去的人不能开口赞美神。
What David is saying is only a living person is able to open his mouth to praise God. A dead man cannot praise God.
怎么理解呢？今天早上我们能开口赞美神。
And how do we understand this? This morning we are able to open our mouths to praise God.
你去蔡厝港的那个基督教的坟墓，你是听不到人家唱歌赞美神的 ，even though they are Christians there.
If you go to the Christian cemetery in Choa Chu Kang, yes, they were all Christians.But you cannot hear any singing or praising.
所以大卫的意思是，活着的人能开口赞美神，死去的人不能赞美神。他不要死去，因为他要赞美神。
So what David is saying is only those who are living is able to praise God. The people who are dead cannot praise God, and he doesn't want to die because he wants to continue to praise God.
所以这里大卫提到死亡，让我们明白什么？他的处境很接近死亡。
And David talks about death, which gives us an idea that he is probably very near death.
这里他形容一个非常艰难的这个试炼。
And he's talking about a trial here that's extremely difficult.
所以身为一个音乐家，一个作家，他面临他的死亡，他要放下他的琴，他的口要止住，不能赞美神，他非常的痛苦。
As a musician, as an author, in face of death, he has to put down his lyre and he cannot praise God anymore, so that to him is great torment.
所以他迫切地祈求神。
So he pleads with God earnestly.
从小声无声到中期的这个请愿，叫神不要使他死。
And from the beginning until the intermediate plea, he is asking that God spare him from death.
然后我们来到第六到第七节，最后他抱头大哭的，怎么把他的心全部的向神来表明。
Then we come to verses 6 and 7 when he is now bearing his head in weeping.
这里看，我因哀恨而困乏，我每夜流泪，把船棍飘起，把褥子湿透。
I am weary with my mourning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping.
这里他放声大哭。
So he is actually wailing out.
他哭上这脸，什么向神陈明他的无助。
And he is telling God of his helplessness.
那我们人的眼泪很奇妙的一件事是，
And the human tears is a very amazing thing.
人的眼泪是一个不需要字的国际语言。
The human tear is an international speech that isNot expressed in words.
你不懂，你不管到什么啊文化，你看到人哭，你知道他伤心。
And whichever culture you are at, when you see someone crying, you know that person is grieving.
可能是战争逃难。
It could be due to war.
可能是家里有死亡。
It could be death.
可能学校有邪的事发生了。
It could be evil things that happen in school.
可能是饥荒。
It could be famine.
这都是人流泪的原因。
These are reasons that people shed tears.
那眼泪也不分卑贱或者贵重。
And tears do not distinguish between the rich or the poor.
那伤心这个感受，我们大家都怎么都体会过。
We have all experienced grief at some point.
或正在体会。
Or you might be going through grief now.
二十一世纪的人会体会伤心。旧约的大卫王也体会伤心。
The 21st century men have grieved, and so does the Old Testament David.
你看第六节，他的哭相是非常的悲伤的。
And verse 6 shows us how grieved he was as he cries.
他面对神，他向神唱心大哭。
And when he faces God, he lets out his heart and wailing.
你看第六节，他哀哼到困乏，他哭到累。
I am weary with my mourning. He is tired from crying.
他可能在逃难，他的体力疲倦。
And he could be fleeing at this moment, and so he is physically tired.
他身体疲累，他头脑疲累，他心灵也疲倦。
His heart, his mind, and his body are all tired.
可能你有这样的体会。
Maybe you have such an experience.
可能是烦恼，你想着想着，它一直的纠缠你。
It could be something that's troubling you, and you are entangled in it.
可能是你的工作、你的家人、你的财务或者某某一个人。
It could be your work, it could be your family, it could be your possessions, or it could be due to a certain individual.
你想到你头脑累，你身体累，可是你又不能不想。
And you keep thinking about it till exhaustion, but you cannot help but think about it.
你看第七节，第六节，这里大卫在床上还一直的想，他不能入眠。
Verse 6 and verse 7, it shows us that David was thinking about it even in his bed, and he cannot sleep.
所以他形容什么？他形容他哭到他的床棍飘起，他的褥子什么湿透。
And he describes that his bed is flooded with his tears and his couch is drenched.
所以作诗的人是什么？他是君王，他是勇士，他是父亲，他是爱主，一个伟大的一个人。可是他这里形容了他的哭相。
Who is this author? He is a king. He is a warrior. He is a father. And here he describes his state when he was weeping.
他非常的伤心。非常的无助。
He is extremely grieved and helpless.
他需要神的帮助。
He needs God's help.
所以满脸第七节满脸泪水的大卫张开了眼睛的时候还是在哭。
And verse 7, even when he opens his eyes, he was still crying.
他张开眼睛前面是什么？前面是敌人。
And when he opens his eyes, in front of him are his foes.
他的敌人的数目使他什么？使他眼睛干瘪， 他眼睛昏花。
The number of his faults causes his eyes to waste away and it grows weak.
所以用新加坡的俗语，是敌人多多到他看到 blur.
And in Singapore or Singlish terms, there are so many of his faults that he is so blur.
所以他哭了哭了，他抹干眼泪，他开启眼睛看到敌人。所以你看他的情况是非常的困难的。
And he was in an extremely trying time that when he was crying and after he dried his tears and opened his eyes and there are his foes.
可是现在有一个转折了。
But now it is a turn.
我们说第四节他叫神转回，第十节他的敌人转回，这时候大卫自己要转。
And we see a turning point here. We talk about how he caused God to turn in verse 4 and his enemies will turn in verse 10. But now we come to his own turning point.
所以诗歌的美妙是他不用用那个字转回，他用那个曲调，他的歌词来形容他的转回。
And the beautiful thing about the psalm is that there need no words here to show the change. It just needs a change in the note of the music or the words itself will show us that he is turning.
到第八到第十节，他从沮丧中化成什么？化成希望。
And from verses 8 to 10, we can see a change from desperation to hope.
所以很像从小调换到主调一样。
From a minor to a major key.
一到七节的伤感变成八到十节的这个希望。
The grief from verses 1 to 7 now changes to the hope in verses 8 to 10.
所以大卫回转了，他的情绪要改变了。
He is turning, and so is his attitude and feelings.
所以这里他要什么？他要赞美神，他要宣布，他是信心的宣告。
And here is a declaration of victory in God.
他要宣告什么？
What's he declaring?
他要宣告神听他的祷告。
He's going to declare that the Lord hears his prayer.
他要宣告神审判罪恶。
He's going to declare that the Lord judges sin.
他为宣布敌人将面临很大的失败。
And he declared that his enemies is going to face a great loss.
因为神听他的祷告。
Because God hears his prayer.
朋友们，神听我们的祷告。
Friends, God hears our prayer.
你所祈求的对象是一个有耳能听有眼能看的神。
The object of your prayer is a God who has ears to hear and eyes to see.
神看到你的苦处。
God can see your struggles.
他听到你哀哼的声音。
He hears your cries.
你的眼泪，你的沮丧，他都知道。
Your tears and all that you do, he knows.
你的无助，他知道。
He knows your helplessness.
但是你要坦诚地向他倾诉。
But you need to come to God and be honest with God.
寻求他的帮助。
Seek his help.
然后按照他的信实宣布你的胜利。
And you should declare your victory according to God's faithfulness.
那你说啊，大卫的这个胜利，我们知道，我们基督徒的胜利是什么？
And you might say, I know David's victory, but what is the Christian's victory?
我们得胜什么？
What do we overcome?
我们借着神，我们得胜死亡。
Because of God, we have victory over death.
你还没有死，你已经得胜死亡了，你知道吗？
You have already obtained victory over death before you die.
你要知道，世上的人没有人得胜死亡，只有耶稣基督。
No one has ever overcome death except Jesus Christ.
可是通过耶稣基督，你得胜了死亡。
But through Jesus Christ, you too have victory over death.
你知道世上伟大的君王，没有信主的君王，他们多么想长生不老，他们还是死了。
Do you know all the kings of the world who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, how much they long for eternal life or longevity, but they all died?
你知道世上那么多著名的人，他们留下品牌，直到他们有什么？有一个，让他们有一个。他们的名字能继续的存下来，可是他们也是死亡的。
There are so many famous people who has created brand names and left the legacy of their names, but they have all died.
如果你今天信主，你得胜了死亡，这世界上最大的困难，你得胜了。
If you believe in the Lord today, you have victory over death, the biggest enemy.
这是你生命中最大的敌人。
This is your biggest enemy in your life.
所以问题是我们得胜了，我们的生活为谁活？
So the question is, when we have victory over death, who are we living our lives for?
你是选择与那些得胜死亡的圣徒常常聚会团契。
Do you gather? Do you choose to gather with those who have also overcome death, the saints?
还是你留念受死亡辖制的日子，过 or, 还是过同样的生活
？Or are you longing for the old life that is towards death?
你的选择表明你的状态，你的状态表明你对神的心。
Your choice will reflect your condition, and your condition reflects your heart towards God.
所以大卫的诗所以能转回，他知道，他肯定的知道，蛮有把握的知道，神听了他的祷告。
And so from David's psalm, we can see that this change in tone shows his confidence that God has heard his prayer.
请看第八到第十节。
Let's look at verses 8 to 10.
第八到第十节，这里大卫要三次的强调神听他的祷告。
From verses 8 to 10, David emphasizes three times that God hears his prayer.
第八到第十节，他三次的提到耶和华的名，耶和华，耶和华，耶和华。
Three times he talks about God's name, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
然后他三次也要提起神听他的祷告，他说神听了我哀哭的声音，听了我的恳求，还有必收纳我的祷告。
Three times he says, the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping, the Lord has heard my plea, the Lord accepts my prayer.
当我们来到希伯来的诗歌的时候，当我们看到三次的重复，这是很大的强调。
And in Hebrew poetry, when the same thing is repeated thrice, it means that it's a great emphasis.
所以三次耶和华的名，三次提起神听他的祷告，他非常的肯定神怎么会帮助他。
Three times he mentions God's name. Three times he mentions that God has heard. And so he is emphasizing that God hears his prayer.
然后最后第九到第十节。
And verses 9 to 10.
他也要三次提到神的审判。
Three times he will mention God's judgment.
他这里说他们必羞愧。
And my enemies shall be ashamed.
他们必大大惊慌。
Greatly troubled,
他们忽然羞愧
，and put to shame in the moment.
这时候，使到大卫哭泣、烦恼、受威胁的这个敌人要受神的审判。
At this point, the enemies that troubled David greatly shall be judged by God.
神要灭绝他们。
God is going to destroy them.
所以诗篇第六篇是一个很短的诗，只有十节。
And Psalm 6 is a short psalm with only 10 verses.
所以今天我们学习了怎样怎么查考一个诗歌。
So we have learned how to look at a psalm.
要看它的结构。
We need to look at its structure.
它的句子。
Its sentences.
还有特殊的这个词汇。
And its specialized words.
如果能的话，你要看它的背景。可是这时候我们没有背景。
And if you can, look at the background, but we do not know the background of this psalm.
跟着大卫的诗意，我们看到他急躁不安的这个情绪。
And as we follow David through the psalm, we can see his initial weariness.
他的肉体，他的心灵都受到很大的这个打击。
Both his body and his heart and his soul has been sieged.
他寻求神。
He seeks God.
所以虔诚爱主的人，就像大卫，也不能避免这世界的这个威胁和危害。
Even those who love God fervently cannot escape from the evil of this world.
伟大的这个圣经人物也有痛哭哭泣的时候。
And even the greatest giant in the Bible also has times of weeping and grief.
诗篇第六节的榜样是让你知道，当你需要神的时候，你需要他的帮助的时候，你要迫切的寻求神。
Psalm 6 shows us an example here of how you ought to plead to God when you are troubled.
你要按照神的信实和他的慈爱恳求他的拯救。
You should call to God and plead for His salvation because of His steadfast love.
那我们生命中的苦难是为了指向我们。寻求神
The troubles in our lives are meant to guide us to God.
通过神我们得胜利，我们已经得胜，我们最大的敌人就是死亡。
And through God we will obtain victory, and we are already victorious over the greatest enemy, which is death.
那你既然已经得胜了死亡，你属于耶稣基督，那你就可以高昂的祷告，高昂的唱诗赞美他。
And since you have already obtained victory through death, to death through Jesus Christ, you ought to praise him.
所以就像大卫用我们的生命宣告你的胜利，宣告神的救恩，宣告神所成就的这个赦免。
And we should use our voice and be like David to declare the victory of God, to declare that he has forgiven us.
那我们有整本圣经的启示，我们还可以宣告以后耶稣基督的国度的降临，我们能参与。
We have the whole Bible, we can even declare of the future kingdom of Christ that we can participate in.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
我们最大的敌人死亡，或者威胁我们的撒旦，
Our greatest enemy, which is death, or Satan who accuses us.
就像第十节说， 他必然要退后， 他必然羞愧。
It will be like what verse 10 says, they shall turn back and be put to shame.
愿诗篇第六篇安慰你，也激励你来恳求神，敬拜神。
May Psalm 6 comfort us and motivate us to praise God and to worship Him. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask, Lord, that indeed may we find comfort in your steadfast love. And indeed, Lord, that we will know you just like David, a man after your own heart, that we will know you so well, Lord, that whatever that we do, it will be motivated because of you, that we will do everything, Lord, give our lives to praise you, and to serve you, because this is what we ought to do out of gratitude and not because of beauty. And help us, Lord, that we will not listen to the lies of the world or the devil, but that we will actually know that you are steadfast, you are the covenant keeping God. May we always turn to you when we are in times of need, and help us, Lord. For all this in Jesus' name.